Christ offered the Samaritan woman living water. In this context, the living water is an allegory that our Lord uses for the eternal happiness given through the sacrament of baptism that he would soon initiate. He was telling her that only through entering into a relationship with him through the sacraments could she ever find any enduring fulfillment in this life and eternal happiness in the life to come. But that requires a conversion for her, for us, and to let go of the hardness of sin. We do not need to be living a life far away from God to have our hearts be hardened in some way. We can be practicing Catholics and still be hardened. We can come to Mass each weekend and still be hardened. We are all in need of constant reform. During this sacred season of Lent, we are called to examine our lives to see what may be hardening our own hearts in order to celebrate the Paschal mystery, Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection and ascension in a profound way this Easter. Right? Perhaps our hearts have become hardened to God because we're so used to church. We're so used to going to Mass that we just go through the motions and we do not really make any spiritual growth each week. We do it out of habit and not out of love. Or perhaps we're hardened because of the burden of the state of our lives. Maybe we're struggling through a difficult marriage or a difficult job. Perhaps we're just so hardened because we're weighed down with the stresses of our lives that we, like the ancient Israelites, we've forgotten to ask God for help or to ask for help in trusting him more. Or we doubt God's presence in our lives or that he would even help us if we did ask. We think our situation is hopeless. Whatever it may be, our Lord, as the hound of heaven, is always seeking us out, desiring us to be in a true and regular sacramental relationship with him, desiring us to one day be in heaven. Yet have we responded to him? Have we responded to his seeking? Do we ever receive his mercy in the sacrament of confession? Do we receive our Lord in the Holy Eucharist worthily and the state of grace? Do we trust that he can give us authentic fulfillment if we but let go and say yes to following after him? If we sense some hardness in our hearts in some way toward our Lord, well, then that is our sign that we need to respond to his invitation. What may be hardening our hearts from seeking the living water that he has to offer, from fully giving over ourselves to Christ?